Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number two. We got Gerald Celente coming up, Paul Joseph Watson, both by video Skype for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. That's an interesting footnote. And we also have Webster Tarpley, who was in Libya just a month ago, to report on the big developments there. And I'll cover more of that ahead of Tarpley joining us. I have another important report here. Obama hits struggling Americans with energy rate hikes, a direct tax to General Electric and others who were exempt from these new restrictions. Just absolute discrimination of the highest order against everyone that's not an insider, but people think discrimination is only about race or skin color or religion. Another way they've psychologically handicapped people. Let's go to Carl in California, then Sean, Teresa, Johnny, and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Carl. Okay, we got to move on. Let's go ahead and talk to Sean in Canada. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on, man.
Thanks for calling. Listen, these arrogant talk show hosts make you grovel to them because you have to fight to get through the arrogant screener and get on air. And I appreciate you saying thanks for having me on. Thanks for calling. But you don't have to thank me for the work I do. You don't have to thank me for having you on. I appreciate you, and I want to hear what you have to say. So go ahead.
Okay. Real quick. I came across an article on the Digital Journal from yesterday, and there's a woman with bone cancer. She's not able to work. I think her name's Jan Klein. She's not able to work, and she's not able to get insurance because of her cancer. Basically, what she was doing was having yard sales. Trying to raise money to, basically pay for her treatments and everything.
Yeah, I meant to cover that, and I didn't, and I went to tell the producers to get her on, and so they came and fined her, didn't they, for having a garage sale?
Yep. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. A woman sitting here fighting for her life, and the government's coming in here and fining her for selling her own property on, her own personal possessions on her own property.
Well, see, that's what I was saying earlier. They're arresting people with lemonade stands, children. They're threatening to arrest Girl Scouts with cookies. Government wants all commerce totally under their control. Even though, they're paying taxes on everything they're buying, they're paying taxes on the cookies they're selling, they're going after the Amish. There's the headline at Infowars.com, arrested for selling 10-cent lemonade at the Washington Capitol. So the big bankers can steal tens of trillions. But I saw that article a week ago, and that fell through the cracks. What's her name again? What was the headline? And we will at least air the local newscast, because I saw the newscast. Where did that happen again?
It was in Salem. Her name is Jan Klein. The title of it was Bone Cancer Patient Yard Sale Shut Down by Salem Government.
Bone cancer. Say it again slowly.
Bone cancer patients yard sale shut down by Salem Government. And it was the date on it's August 21st.
Now, I know we posted it at Infowars.com. It didn't have that headline, but we'll pull that up right now, because I may even get to the lemonade stuff when we come back from break, just to illustrate all of this. In attacking the Amish, people selling eggs or squash or peaches or strawberries on the side of the road, I'm seeing these articles every day. And there's the headline, Bone Cancer Patient Yard Sale Shut Down by Salem Government. And absolutely, she's selling her belongings to try to get cancer treatment, and they're saying no. But then the illegal aliens can run around, that's one of the biggest groups doing it, stealing the metal off of things en masse, and nothing's done to them. Because that's a protected special group to help drive the wages down and further bankrupt America. Nothing against the illegal aliens. The point is, they shouldn't be above the law. Anything else Sean?
No, just to tell everybody to make sure you register to vote Ron Paul in the primaries.
Absolutely. We got to get her on. I want her on ASAP. We'll be right back with more of your calls.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It was a listener that brought up the fact that I haven't covered this properly, and he's absolutely right. Because there's so many of these cases now. But out of Salem, Oregon, city shuts down cancer victim's yard sale. She doesn't have a job. She doesn't have insurance. She can't get insurance because he's trying to sell her belongings. And they have now said that they're going to fine her and arrest her if she tries to sell anybody anything. Slaves aren't allowed to sell and barter. Everything's got to go through a big bank. Everything's got to be tracked. Everything's got to be bought at a Walmart. You're not going to sell eggs on the side of the road or peaches. You're going to be arrested. You're not going to sell lemonade. You're going to be arrested. And in D.C., they've been arresting children and others that try to sell lemonade or anything else. And so that's why a group of activists went out, and the video's on InfoWars.com, arrested for selling 10-cent lemonade at the Washington Capitol. And they're just out in the middle of the park. They're selling lemonade, and you see SWAT teams with their binoculars acting like Osama bin Laden has been found. You're going to find him over at the Pentagon, boys, along with Anwar al-Awlaki. And they come over with police, freak out, and arrest them. And the police are freaking out. They are so upset that the slaves are doing this. Now, the cops love their pensions that are going to be taken. and devalued by hyperinflation down to nothing. They love the cancer viruses and the vaccines. They love the fluoride they drink in their water. They love it. They love the authority. And so they're going to get it. You're going to get everything you ever wanted. Okay? Total collapse, total depression. But you'll still get to act tough and waddle around and deal narcotics to people. So both of those videos are up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. City shuts down cancer victims' yard sale. And they're telling the police, don't really respond to major crimes in many cities, like Oakland, where they don't respond to 35 major crimes. Go out and revenue generate. And if a cop complains, you're fired. Okay? We're here to raise money. That's it. And they tell the cops, keep raising money, you won't lose your job, or you won't get your pay cut. But in the end, you're going to lose everything. You see, because you made a deal with the devil, and you went along with it, and the same thing for the bureaucrats and the defense contractors, and all of you who let us get to this point. All of you who sold out and decided corruption was okay. Well, now we have sown the wind, we're going to reap the whirlwind. Jan Klein was holding yard sales each weekend in her backyard to raise money to pay her medical bills. But the city of Salem shut her down after a neighbor complained. Ah, good Stasi. A city ordinance prohibits people from holding more than 3 yard sales a year. The city has the ordinance because it says in the past people had set up flea market style sales on their property. The story galvanized people who were outraged that the city wouldn't make an exception. How about freedom? How about if you want to go somewhere where you're not allowed to have yard sales, you go and move into one of these little Nazi homeowners associations, which almost always have corruption and money stealing going on in them. Go do that. But people live in regular houses. They should have their own rights. These city ordinances where you can't have gardens or you can't have garage sales, baloney. And now they're annexing rural areas and pulling up in front of old farmers' houses and saying, get rid of those old tractors and those old junk cars. And the old lady or old man looks at him and says, Sonny, get out of here. Then the old man, you've seen the cases, doesn't pay the fines. He holds himself up in the house. The SWAT team comes and shoots him. And then goes out and has beers afterwards. That's what men do. They kill old veterans. Now, that's how things operate here. These are real tough guys here. You know, they like to kill Americans, and they do, and they will kill more. Don't worry. Meanwhile, the big mega banks can steal tens of trillions of dollars and get in zero trouble. Major mega banks can launder hundreds of billions of dollars a year publicly. No one gets in trouble. Came out last week what we already knew. You know, the Bernie Madoff situation, insiders for 11 years gave the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, total dossiers on what Madoff was doing. And nothing was done except for having the dossiers destroyed. Now it turns out in thousands of insider reports of corruptions. Oh, yeah, back it up. The evil lemonade salespeople were trying to get. Oh, the officer got them. Good. Good, good, good. And if you try to have a yard sale, he's going to get you. Try to sell tomatoes, he's going to get you. All over the country. It's not just at a park, you know, 400 yards away from the supreme rulers, you know, the People's Park. Oh, look at them patting her down. Yes, patting the terrorists down. They'll show you. Meanwhile, Obama just violated federal law and legalized 300,000 illegals who are being held for deportation. Deportation is over. La Migra, it no longer exists. Ha-ha! And the law no longer exists. Only General Electric and 2 other companies are exempt to keep their power plants open. All others are to be shut down. You'll now have rolling blackouts and massive power increase prices. But so what? It's all part of the fun. Wars without congressional approval. Gun control without laws. The great time of evil is here. Oh, and don't think you're going to vote out Obama and the next puppet's going to save you. Oh, no, I'm afraid it's going to only get worse. Unless you elect a Ron Paul, who's never compromised and who has identified the exact problem and been proven right. That's why the whole system is against him, Republican, Democrat, pundits across the board. Pew Research shows less media coverage than any other candidate because they're scared. But they're not going to really criticize, except for the White House to do it to elevate him, Rick Perry saying that the Fed is almost treasonous. No. Those that go along with it are the ones that are treasonous. It's a foreign entity. It's doing what foreign corporate entities do. It's taking over. It's had a corporate takeover of America. And the cops know about football scores and how to act tough and how to get a handout on the side when they turn their blind eye. It's got to feel good to be these cops in these corrupt cities where they literally got their bellies hanging out. The hats are on the back of their heads. They'll smoke cigarettes or cigars right in front of you. And you walk up with your family in New York and say, "Officer, do you know where this is?" They will, to families, just say, "Do I look like a phone book to you?" I mean, even a gangbanger would tell you where something was. But they're so hard and so gangster and so rolling that they want you to know you're scum, dirt, slime, filth, trash. In New York, the police, the model of America, are so corrupt that if you're protesting, they'll walk up on camera and say, "I'm going to say your camera's a gun and your bag's a bomb." "But officer, you know it's not." "Yeah, I know it's not, but you're going to go to jail for that. I'm going to charge you with terror. Hardcore felony, calling in a fake bomb threat on video, and they even hand you the camera because they are invincible. The heroin, the cocaine, now they're into kidnapping little kids and selling them overseas. The pure evil of hell has been released, just like in Soviet Russia, just like in Nazi Germany. Now, good people could still wake up and turn this around, but you're going to have to face the facts and get upset. We're going to go to Sean next and others, but first I wanted to just briefly for 3 minutes bring Ted Anderson up with today's Midas Gold update of where silver and gold is and what's happening in the markets. Ted Anderson, tell us what's going on.
Well, we've seen a high of $18.95.10 on gold, $44 silver. My God, it's just running up. $18.88.40 current on gold, $43.37 silver. I mean, Alex, I'm just reading all the articles that I have from Bloomberg and Reuters. I mean, they're all talking about the economy turning down worldwide, and gold is just climbing. I mean, almost $1,900 an ounce today. That $2,000 is so short and around the corner. I wouldn't doubt it a bit that if we see it within 2 months. There's no question about it. People should get moving. In addition to this, I've held down prices on francs and British sovereigns, walking liberty halves, $20 gold pieces, tens. I've got a whole plethora of different items that you can be picking up. I even kept, even though silver's at $44 an ounce now, your special for the book and the DVD, The American Dream, at $83. Alex, That's below the cost on the silver dollars themselves. Add the videos and the postage and everything else in there. Take advantage of it now, because I can't keep doing it because of the fact that the prices have just shot up like a rocket. I mean, right now I've got francs at 406. Currently, francs right now, even on my internet prices, which are incredibly competitive, francs right now are at 410.79, British sovereigns at 515. Presently, right now, if you call my brokers, you can pick them up at 509. You know, it's just there's a lot of different things that are going on in the market right now.
Well, Ted, I want to be clear. It's 88 to get the free book, a big, thick, powerful book on the Big Brother takeover, the American Dream animated DVD film special exposing the banksters in a very entertaining way, great to wake up newbies who aren't aware and who won't watch political stuff. It's kind of done in a South Park style, very entertaining. A free film, free book, free shipping for $88, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's two silver dollars, the book and the video and the free shipping. Again, folks, 800-686-2237. Now, I talked to you this morning when you explained to me this is gold you bought at around the 810 level and silver you bought at around the 39 level. The only reason you can pass on these huge specials right now is because you keep buying as it goes up and then are able to offer specials as you sell out of your inventory. Now you're buying gold in the market at 1880, 1890. So soon, in the next few days, you know, if it's above 2000, we'll be saying, this is stuff at the 1950 level. Get it while you can. So it's very, very simple. Get in the time machine. Go back. Ask for the radio specials when you call. They've got a whole plethora, cornucopia list there, 800-686-2237. They also have three silver dollars and three of my films. How much is that special, Ted?
Yeah, three silver dollars and the three films, I'm holding that the same, too. That's $130 for three silver dollars and three of your films delivered.
So basically, free films, free shipping. 800-686-2237. We're talking about being very close to 1900 dollar an ounce gold, silver, well above. Where is it right now, Ted?
$44.
$44, so it's up even more. Take advantage of this stuff. Prices are going up tomorrow. 800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
Are admitting more and more of the stuff that they've been developing. IBM gets another $21 million to develop neural net ICs. IBM has received $21 million for its Synapse project to develop neural networking chips. It brings the total funding for the project to $41 million. Since 2008, IBM has made two prototype neural net ICs, each with 256 neuron nodes. which in one chip connect to 262, 144 synapse type memories, and in the other chip connect to 65K synapses. They're trying to create an artificial humanoid brain. And, of course, much of this, they admit, is for implantation into humans. They were fabricated using 45 NMSOICOMOSs. Synapses aims to replicate the computing power of the human brain within the size and power consumption restraints of the human brain. IBM calls its two prototype chips neurosynaptic nodes aimed at cognitive computing. So they're not going to need humans pretty soon for their military, the globalist military. They're already converting everything over to drones in the air and soon on the ground. That's why the elites all write publications saying they don't need us anymore. Does the future need a bunch of Arrested Development TV watchers who have no idea what time it is? Well, I'm here to warn everybody, and maybe folks want to listen. It's a fact that most major vaccines that are tested are filled with live cancer viruses. You might enjoy the fact that cancer is exploding. You might like being murdered. Think it's cute. I don't. I'm an extremist. I'm a weirdo. Let's go ahead and take a call here. Let's talk to Sean. Welcome, Sean, in North Carolina. Thanks for holding.
Thanks, Alex. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right, sir.
I have two issues for you. One, I keep getting on the Rush Radio show in Greensboro and Raleigh. I debated the talk show host there. I forget what her name was, Dimitri, I believe. And we were discussing Palin, how she's wanting to go into the election, if she's going to do it or if not. And the thing about her was she was saying that voters were stupid. And then she said, well, between these four candidates, Sarah Palin, Bachman, Perry, and some other one, she didn't even mention Ron Paul. So I decided to
Sir, that's the talking point everywhere. They're told to do this, or they're weak-minded and see the mainstream media not doing it, so they go, oh, I want to be establishment. They say we can't talk about him. Why, he's only the leader, number one, number two, or number three, any way you slice it. He's a key front runner, and he's been right about everything. Let's just, again, they get into the petty power trip of keeping info from people. They enjoy playing like they're globalist controllers.
It was really funny, Alex, when I mentioned, well, Ron Paul, the constant guest on Alex Jones of Infowars.com, and he's always right. And so is Ron Paul. And as soon as I said your name on there, they started, oh, blah, 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 blah. It was hilarious. But anyway, I wanted to thank you for waking me up, and thank you for what you're doing.
Well, thank you so much, sir. I appreciate you calling. I've studied history. I haven't lived through Soviet occupation or Nazi brutalization or Pol Pot's Khmer Rouge in Cambodia or the hundreds of other examples, but I've studied it. And let me tell you, there's no doubt that globalists want to break America forever. They want to really bring in a hardcore tyranny, not a soft tyranny, and they want arrest and purges and persecutions and all the civil wars that come with that, just like what they're doing in Libya. They want destabilization. They'll sit back, let us have a war with each other for years in a deep depression. And out of it, they believe from their studies that they're going to have the central government come out on top in a type of 21st century reconstruction. And out of it, a metamorphosized America. They cut off the food and water and electricity for long enough. The tyranny gets bad enough. They think that you're going to break. They think that you're going to give in to whatever they say. That's why they work so hard to eradicate any type of barter, any type of gardens, any type of lemonade stands, Girl Scouts. They don't want you. They want to extinguish the practice of people meeting at the town square. In the old days, that's what, town squares where the open markets were. They want to make you go to the big box stores to buy the Chinese slave goods. Everything is about forming a monopoly.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Dark a shame, darling, dark a shame. Thank you for all the joy and pain. Picture show, second balcony.
All right, my friends, we are back live. And we've got a treat for some of the callers, Larry, Teresa, Ari, Brian, Johnny, that are patiently holding. Coming up when we get into the third hour, we're going to open the phones up, and we've got Gerald Salente with us, so you'll be able to address your question or comment to myself and the audience, but also throw a question to the top trends forecaster, Gerald Salente of Trends Research. He's going to be joining us here in just one moment via video connection from New York, where his Trends Research Institute is based. For PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, you'll be able to see Gerald. Obviously, radio listeners can hear Gerald because I get emails saying, why do you keep talking about watching you? I'm listening to you on the radio, on XM or on a local AM or FM station. Yes, I know. We're also simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to talk about the economy with Gerald, Libya, all over the country, people being arrested for lemonade stands or being fined if you're dying of cancer and you're trying to get treatment, so you have a garage sale. Here come the police throwing the book via organized crime government at the American people. So we're going to be discussing that with Gerald Celente. First, I wanted to just remind listeners that in these uncertain times, you're crazy if you don't have storable food. And I mean a long-term storable food program. If all you can afford is a month or two, or when you go to the grocery store, buy a little extra and put it up, now is the time with all this uncertainty. And the best place to get your storable food is eFoodsDirect.com. Save 30% off the Freedom Unit one-year food supply. This offer will end soon. They are the name in high-quality storable foods. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's the letter E, foodsdirect.com/Alex, or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. Also, the water supplies. When they put fluoride in 71% of the nation's water supplies, they don't just put fluoride, they put hundreds of other deadly chemicals. And PureWaterFreedom.com has the tabletop, the under the sink, the handheld units, the whole house systems, all made in America. That's made in the USA. It's like a unicorn, very rare. I want to tell you about Pure Water Freedom, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit PureWaterFreedom.com. They have it all. And did I say they're made in the USA? Yes, I did. The banners are on InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or go to PureWaterFreedom.com today. Now, finally, in closing, as we go to Gerald Celente, I want to tell listeners that if you want to take advantage of the best silver dollar deal out there that I've found, bar none, you go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, and on the right-hand side of the page, right under the Listen Live Now link, you will see the banner that says buy two silver dollars and get two free gifts. You really get three free gifts. You get free shipping, a free Mark Dice Big Brother Orwellian Nightmare Come True book, and the DVD animated film, only 35 minutes long, excellent for newbies. Very well done. American Dream DVD. Free. Free shipping, free book, free film, exposing the banksters, $88. You cannot beat that deal anywhere. You can barely get two silver dollars for $88, much less free shipping and two free gifts. And Ted has this as a lost leader, so I suggest you take advantage of it and follow that link at InfoWars.com today, or call Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Now, your calls are coming up, and so much has happened here. Biden is over in China begging them to continue to buy treasury notes and groveling. This is exactly what the globalists have maneuvered us into this position. This is the wages of their new world order, of their globalism. Obama has announced an acceleration of policies that have already caused a massive increase in power prices in the last 3 years, rolling blackouts. General Electric is exempt from all the new policies. They were issued that waiver in February. So we have those reports. They're now announcing massive energy rate hikes, and that, yes, you will have rolling blackouts. But after all, it's for the earth. So it's all about artificial scarcity, making you pay a lot more for a lot less. This is what it's like to live in Venezuela, or to live in Ceausescu's Romania, or in North Korea. This is what it's like. You're an insider, you get waivers from the government health care mandate. You're an insider, your power plant stays open. Gun laws without having a law. Wars without congressional approval. 300,000 illegals. The president says, I'm just going to release them. Maybe I'll keep a few felons back. I don't need Congress. I'll violate federal immigration law. We are entering a time of complete lawlessness because the globalists have imploded us by design, and they've got to bring in a tyranny or they're all going to go to prison. Came out the SEC last week, even the Associated Press reported, destroyed thousands of documents and hundreds of investigations. People bring them evidence of fraud inside the good old boy club, the organized crime, the offshore banks that run this country and Wall Street. They're exempt. You want to sell lemonade? You're going to get your wrist broken. You're going to prison. You're going to jail. You're Amish selling neighbor's cheese? 1 year, $1 million investigation to act like it's illegal. Gerald Celente joins us as America becomes North Korea, and as they openly call to start censoring the internet and shut down most of the cell phones in an area of San Francisco because a peaceful protest was happening. It's unbelievable. So much is going on. Gerald Celente is our guest. He'll be with us for 20 minutes of the next hour, so for the next 45 minutes, trendsresearch.com. He is an American Trends forecaster, publisher of the Trends Journal, business consultant, and author who makes predictions about global financial markets and other events of historical importance. And he's described himself as a political atheist and a citizen of the world. He has appeared as a guest on Oprah Winfrey Show, Glenn Beck, you name it, NBC Nightly News, trendsresearch.com. And again, it was a dead cat bounce. He said by the end of 2010, you're going to know we're in a depression. And every real housing number, jobless number, Social Security, COLA number, every inflation number, every single number showed that by every classical benchmark, we were in a depression. And when the government didn't announce a depression in December, some people said, oh, look, so let me say we'd be in a depression. Well, now they're saying it's the greatest recession. And the former head of the private Federal Reserve told Meet the Press, don't worry, we won't default. We'll just print more money. That is a default. Just unbelievable things are now being admitted. I wish that I was wrong. I wish Gerald was wrong. But he's been absolutely right. And he had the guts, the cojones, the huevos, to actually put a date on it. And so what happened is, we were in the big depression by the time he said we would be, but they said that no, everything's fine. And still they're saying, well, we're in the greatest recession, but don't worry, everything's going to be okay, as they simply stall while they put their police state in. Gerald Celente, break it down for us, please, sir.
Well, you hit on it, Alex. They're covering it up. This came out of Bloomberg yesterday. It's not in today's Wall Street Journal. It's not in that toilet paper record, the New York Times, and it's not even in the Financial Times. Wall Street aristocracy got $1.2 trillion in Fed secret loans. That's what they did, as all these banks like J.P. Morgan Chase, like the Goldman Sachs gang, like the Citigroup criminals, like the Barclay bandits, who all said, hey, our balance sheets are okay. Things are really fine. They were getting tens of billions of dollars worth of loans. Alex, loans like you would get, and maybe I'll charge you 1% because you're one of the white shoe boys. They keep propping up this Ponzi scheme, and they keep lying to us. And the only reason these numbers just came out is because of the Dodd-Frank bill. But there's that clause in there, you know, the insanity clause. We got to wait 2 years before we release these numbers because, you know, we don't want people to see the real truth. And they may pull their money out of these criminal organizations. So they give us this baloney that that's why they can't put out these numbers. And this is only what we're seeing. Look at Obama. Look where he's on that vacation again, you know. Where did he spend last night? Oh, at the prostitute's house. That's right, the guy that owns NBC, Comcast. It's all one club, and we're not in it. And you were talking about, you know, Venezuela, North Korea. No. This is fascism USA. I said it when Obama got elected. I said it when you did the Obama deception. And that's what it is. It's the merger of state and corporate powers. You pointed out all the breaks that the big guys get, like General Electric, you know, like all of them. They get the allowances while they're screwing the little people. You mentioned it, the lemonade stands, the cheese. How about that Rawson Foods incident that you reported on a couple of weeks ago in Los Angeles where the food Gestapo came in and busted them, and they were only supposed to take representative samples of it's a club. They weren't even selling this stuff. You belong to a club. And what did they do? A representative sample happened to be every piece of article in the joint. So now as I'm speaking, look at the price of gold. $1,889 an ounce. And we had forecast at the beginning of this year, I'm on all the major media, $2,000 an ounce. Why is it going up? One simple reason. The entire global financial system is collapsing, and only the little children believe that it's going to be saved.
And let me throw this at you. Let me throw this at you, because you did predict 2,000 by the end of the year, a bold prediction. That was a long time ago you made that prediction. And it's because you've been proven right that they're not going to be inviting you on all these shows, and all these newspapers aren't going to interview you that called you a pessimist porno dealer, just like the Pew Research showed Ron Paul is getting less coverage than any other candidate, including candidates that have dropped out, because in reality, he's in the top three candidates. He's a major front runner, and he's been right, so they're going to ignore him. But when you're a liar, well, then they'll put you on national television.
It's because it's the houses of prostitution. They're just there to serve their masters. You just saw Obama make a trip to the master's house at Comcast this just yesterday up at Martha's Vineyard. And that's all it is. And I'm not a member. You know, I told you, I think, you know, there also might be, I think maybe they don't like the way I dress and I don't wear those Brooks Brothers suits, you know, and maybe this Salenti doesn't ring right with them or that Bronx accent. So I'm going to become maybe J. Endicott Prescott III. And if that doesn't work, maybe Josh O'Shaughnessy Greenberg. Then I'd really be brilliant, you know?
Why so don't you just start talking like Thurston Howell III and change your name to Winford Springfield Dimitri Rockefeller XVII? Oh, Buffy, look. Why don't you start talking like that?
Yeah, they got these guys on CNBC every day, you know. I mean, you can't, it's like, it's a comic. So going back to what's going on, let's look what's going on over in Europe. The game is over. They're talking about euro bonds. Merkel doesn't want to do it. Nobody really does. So that's collapsing. Where are they going to get the money? They're at zero interest rates. So as we're talking, the stock market took a little pop up today. Why? This is what they have the gall to say. On the good news that Ben Bernanke may announce QE3 by the end of the week. The good news, great, more digital money, not worth the paper it's not printed on. We'll keep those interest rates near zero. So all you people out there that used to put money in the bank and think you were going to get a return on it, you're not going to get anything unless you invest in the Ponzi scheme called Wall Street. The whole system is collapsing. And you mentioned about Biden being over in China, sucking up and bowing down. There's a photo of him last week. He's walking down the gangplank, you know, Air Force Two, you know, this plane is big enough to move half a city, you know. And he's holding the hand of this young, attractive woman. I say, wow, who's that? And at the end, it's his granddaughter, Naomi. And here, you know, they got all these guys saluting the red carpet. What kind of baloney is this? I thought he's going over there to do business. He takes his granddaughter with him, you know, and who's paying for this stuff? It's the same like Hillary Clinton. She sent Chelsea to the soccer game, you know, to cheer on the team. Everybody get this straight. You have a royalty in this country. Harvard, Princeton, Yale, the Bullets, Banks, and Bombs Club. And the only time when they want you is for cannon fodder and to pick your pocket. So people that believe that you're going to have change you could believe in, whether it's voting for the Republicans and the Democrats, you better grow up if you haven't grown up by now.
Absolutely. I want to play a clip for you and get your take on it. To have Greenspan on Meet the Prostitutes, to adopt your term that I'm noticing is now becoming popularized, so you've actually coined a phrase that's now going to be in popular use, They say that's a real sign of true influence, so congratulations. Prestitutes, and I hope our listeners will start using it. He was on Meet the Prestitutes, and he said, hey, don't worry, we're not going to default, we'll just print money. And they had the former White House financial advisor on there, Goolsbee, and he literally got shaken up and couldn't believe that Greenspan just said that. So they've got the chutzpah, the arrogance, to come right out in the open and say, we're going to devalue the dollar down to nothing. Let's play that clip. Here it is.
Are U.S. Treasury bonds still safe to invest in?
Very much so. I think this is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that. So there is zero probability of default.
And he's up there with a skull and bones. Or when we come back, we'll get Gerald Celente's take on that. And the skull and bones guy, who's the other guest with him, literally starts smiling. You could tell has an adrenaline rush, and you see a little bit of flush come to his face. He actually blushes, like he goes, "My gosh, that was just said." And that's what Gerald was just getting into. QE3 is like another bullet in the head. We'll explain what this means on the other side. The destruction of your pensions.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother won't with me. No woman be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
Okay, our lines are loaded, but when you hear a caller hang up, as we start taking your calls in the next hour for Gerald Celente, that's your chance to get on board. We'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. I've got a host of other issues I want to pick Gerald Celente's brain on. But Gerald, finishing up with that clip we just played before the break, of Greenspan with a very arrogant look on his face. This is the guy that told Lair NewsHour that the Federal Reserve is above the law and its own branch of government. Gee, I didn't read that in the Constitution. Plus, it's private. I mean, when does it end? Because they're old men and look like they've been put in a microwave and are wearing suits, we've got to just let them gut and destroy everything. What does it signify that they're talking about just printing money to a Weimar Republic level and that they're openly talking about QE3, Gerald?
Well, again, now what is gold at? Now it's $1,891 an ounce. So that's what they're doing. Maybe you remember in the old Weimar Republic, they had the wheelbarrows. Maybe we could have Bernanke barrows now. So you could load them up. We'll put bungee cords on them to hold the money in so you could buy a loaf of bread. There's not one thing I agree with that guy, Rick Perry, over there that's running for president, except this one thing about him saying that Bernanke should be brought up for treason. And so should this other guy, Greenspan. And by the way, everything that these guys predicted has been wrong, just for the record, but they keep bringing them back to their expertise. They are robbing the people in front of our eyes. I read to you that piece from Bloomberg that was reported yesterday, $1.2 trillion going to J.P. Morgan Chase, going to Credit Suisse, Societe Generale, Barclays, and not a nickel for you or a nickel for me.
No, no, our tax money had to pay for this. By the way, MSNBC got hundreds of millions of dollars. And as you said earlier, and I have the article here, who does he go visit but the head of Comcast that owns MSNBC? And literally the subsidiaries they took control of are getting government money. And so they talk about other people having state-run media. We have state-run media. It's just foreign banker-run through the state. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's state-run media. You have it. By the way, if anybody wants to get a glimpse of what's going on over in Libya, I suggest you tune in to RT, you know, Russia Today. Because they're the only ones that are giving another side of the story. And just like the prostitutes got us into that Iraq war. Remember that one? Remember Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction? Remember Katie Couric on the Today Show walking across that map on the floor with that other prostitute? What's that guy, that former general they always dredge up all the time to send the people to war? And they do it all. Remember the New York Times, the toilet paper, a record about Saddam Hussein's yellow cake and them aluminum tubes. They're liars. All they're doing is what every prostitute does. They serve their masters. And if you were to put them all together, you wouldn't come up with one pair of cojones among them all. They're all suck-ups and sellouts, and they're selling out this country, and your children out there, they're going to be next, because the next war, they're going to need more cannon fodder. So keep pumping out those babies and keep spending your money for these wars. What are we going into now? Oh, 9/11, big celebrations are coming up in New York City in a couple of weeks.
But CNN's reporting that the 9/11 victims and the first responders are barred from being there. That's
you are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.